Welcome back to Oh Snap, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Snap. In this episode, I'll be discussing Chris Benoit. I would like to add a content warning, trigger warning, disclaimer, however you want to phrase it. This episode does involve topics not suitable for children, such as drugs and violence toward a child. This case was suggested to me by my fiancé's best friend. I was a little hesitant to cover it only because it seems slightly controversial. Also, I've never been huge into wrestling myself. Sorry, WWE fans and other wrestling fans. Sorry for not knowing the other wrestling entities. Chris Benoit was a 40-year-old Canadian professional wrestler for WWE who lived in Fayetteville, Georgia. Chris killed his wife Nancy and their 7-year-old son Daniel over 3 days in June of 2007. Nancy Elizabeth Benoit was an American professional wrestling valet under the name Fallen Angel, a model, and an occasional professional wrestler under the ring name Woman. Nancy had been married twice before Chris, first to Jim Doss from 1981 to 1985, then Kevin Sullivan from 1992 to 1997. She married Chris in 2000, 7 years before her demise. While married to Kevin, she had an affair with Chris Benoit. After her divorce from Kevin, she got engaged to Chris and managed her husband's career from their home in Atlanta. Even after they got married, Chris only ever referred to her as his fiancée. They married on November 23, 2000. In May of 2003, Nancy filed for a divorce, claiming the marriage was, quote, irrevocably broken and alleged, quote, cruel treatment. However, she dropped the suit in August of 2003, as well as a restraining order that she had filed against Chris. February 25th of 2000, Nancy gave birth to their son, Daniel Christopher Benoit. I was having trouble finding information about Daniel, and I think this may have been due to his being a minor. However, according to findagrave.com, he loved going to the beach with his grandparents and liked reading with his aunt. He loved being with his parents the most. When Daniel started to express an interest in animals, his parents bought him 2 dogs and let him ride horses at his neighbor's horse camp, and even watched animals on TV. Daniel also loved to listen to stories about wrestling and watch Chris wrestle. Autopsy results show that Nancy was murdered first, June 22nd, as she was bound at the feet and wrists and died of asphyxiation. She was found on June 25th wrapped in a towel with blood under her head. A Bible was left by her body, and injuries indicate Chris had pressed his knee into her back while pulling a cord around her neck, causing strangulation. While alcohol was found in her system, toxicologists were unable to determine if it was present before death or was a decomposition product. It was also hard to determine the pre-death levels of hydrocodone and alprazolam, which were found in therapeutic levels in her body. In any case, her medical examiner saw no evidence that she was sedated as her son had been when he was killed. Daniel was suffocated and killed in his bedroom with a copy of a Bible left next to his body as well. He had internal injuries to his throat area but showed no signs of bruising. Daniel's exact time of death is unknown. Reports determine he was sedated with Xanax and likely unconscious when he was killed. His body had just started to show signs of decomposition, but was not as advanced as his mother's body. After the murders, it was alleged that Daniel had Fragile X syndrome and was the cause of domestic problems in the family. It was also suggested that needle marks on his arms were due to human growth hormones, or HGH, given to him because Chris and his family considered Daniel undersized as a result of the Fragile X syndrome. Fragile X syndrome is a genetic disorder characterized by mild to moderate intellectual disability. Benoit's co-worker and best friend Chris Jericho stated that from his research on the condition, the symptoms, quote, fit Daniel to a T all across the board. Regarding those who had stated publicly that they didn't know Daniel had Fragile X syndrome, Jericho was quoted as saying, if Chris had decided that he wanted to keep it to himself, you wouldn't have been able to pry that out of him with anything. Despite Chris Jericho's initial statements regarding Daniel, he later stated in his 2011 book titled Undisputed, it turned out that Daniel didn't have Fragile X, but at the time it made sense because I was grasping at straws. As you all know, I have issues with names and pronunciation of words sometimes, so if I butcher any of these names, I want to apologize in advance right now. About 3:30 p.m., Chavo Guerrero received a voicemail from Chris Benoit that Nancy and Daniel had food poisoning and he would be late for the house show in Beaumont, Texas. Chavo called Chris back, but Chris sounded tired and groggy when he confirmed the story he told over voicemail. 12 minutes after the call, Chavo called Chris again as he was, quote, concerned about Benoit's tone and demeanor. Chris didn't answer and Chavo left a message asking Chris to call him back. 3:44, Chris called Chavo and stated he didn't answer because he was speaking with Delta Airlines about changing his flight. He told Chavo he had a stressful day due to the food poisoning his wife and child had. Chavo told Chris he was there for him if he needed to talk. Chris ended the call by saying, Chavo, I love you. Later, Chris told another co-worker that Nancy was vomiting blood and Daniel was vomiting. Chris never showed up for the house show. Sunday, June 24, 2007, 5 texts were sent to co-workers between 3:51 a.m. and 3:58 a.m. using both Chris and Nancy's phones. 4 of the messages were their home address and the 5th said the family dogs were in the enclosed pool area and the garage side door was left open. Late Sunday morning, Chris called the WWE Talent Relations office, stating Daniel was vomiting and he and Nancy were at the hospital. He was supposed to take a later flight to Houston for the Vengeance Night of the Champions pay-per-view event, yet he never arrived. According to the district attorney and city sheriff, Chris committed suicide by hanging. He used a weight machine cord to hang himself by creating a noose from the end of the cord on a pull-down machine from which the bar was removed. He released the weights, causing strangulation. He was found hanging from the pulley cable. Search history on Chris's computer showed he researched, quote, the quickest and easiest way to break a neck. He had then later used a towel around his neck attached to the handle of the machine, which he pulled down using a very heavy weight and let it go, breaking his neck instantly. WWE called the Fayetteville, Georgia police for a welfare check at the Benoit household. After discovering the bodies, police notified WWE around 4:15 p.m. to inform them they discovered the 3 bodies and the house was ruled a major crime scene. No suicide notes were discovered during the initial investigation. Later, one was found discovered in a Bible that had been among Chris's possessions that were sent to his first wife, Martin Benoit. Again, I'm really sorry if I mispronounced that. Maybe it's Martine Benoit. And their 2 children in Canada. Michael Benoit, Chris's father, said Chris left a handwritten notation in there saying, I'm preparing to leave this earth. Former wrestler Christopher Nowinski stated Chris Benoit may have suffered from repeated untreated concussions throughout his wrestling career, ultimately leading to an unstable mental state. There were tests conducted on Chris's brain at West Virginia University that showed his brain was, quote, so severely damaged it resembled the brain of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. This is one of a few possible motives for the murder-suicide. If you want to follow my social media, I will link my private Facebook group, Instagram, and Twitter below, or you can email me at osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. Please feel no obligation, but I created a Buy Me a Coffee for one-off donations and a Patreon for monthly subscriptions that you can cancel at any time. I've also included those into my link tree in the show notes for ease of access. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.
Evil can lurk in any shadow, and it sometimes walks in light, stalking and peering around corners. More often than not, evil is a person you know, a person that you'd never suspect of being involved intimately with a heinous crime. Sometimes it's the stranger you talk to at a tavern, or the mother of a beautiful baby. Sometimes nature itself can seem to be looking for blood. Worse Than Fiction is a true horror podcast that not only covers horrific crimes, but other truly terrifying situations in unfettered detail. You can find Worse Than Fiction on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and pretty much anywhere else. I'll warn you though, I don't spare any details. It's not for everyone.